我们请翻开哥林多前书十三，哥林多后书十三章第五节。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
十三章第五节。
Chapter 13, verse 5.
和合本旧约259页，新约259页。哥林多后书十三章的第五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5.
Andrew.Please read. 后书十三章第五节。
Examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourself. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you unless you force you to bow the test?
这么跳说，我们总要省察自己有信心没有。
This verse tells us to examine ourselves as to whether we are in the faith.
要去试验看看。
We need to test ourselves.
其实我们如果不是可以拒绝的，主耶稣都是在我们心里面的。
If we are not disqualified, then Lord Jesus will be in us.
因为我们都是受洗归入耶稣基督了。
Because we've all been baptized and we belong to Jesus.
主耶稣是爱我们的。
Lord Jesus loves us.
那不要因为主耶稣爱我们，那我们就可以懒散。
But just because Jesus loves us, this doesn't mean that we can believe.
我们要常常在信仰上追求进步。
We have to pursue growth in our faith.
所以要先省察，才知道自己要怎么样往前进。
Therefore, we have to examine ourselves before we know which way to go forward.
你们小朋友，你们当中有没有人在家里面每过三个月要量一下身高有没有长高的？有没有
？Any one of you measure your height every 3 months?
你们还继续长高了，请举手来。
If you will continue to grow, please raise your hands.
你每年都有在量自己身高有没有长高的，请举手来。
If you measure your height every year to see whether you grow or not, please raise your hands.
很多人哈。
So many of us.
我们都希望自己长得又高又壮。
We want ourselves to grow tall and strong.
我们 measure 这个就是一个measure 我们衡量。这个就是一个检查。
The act of measuring itself is an act of examination.
我们身高要去检查，我们信仰也要需要检查。
Since our height needs to be measured, our faith needs to be examined as well.
那我们来看这个哈该书。
Please turn to Haggai.
The third book counting up from Matthew, 马太福音往上算第三卷。
The third books before Matthew.
哈该书的第一章第五节。
哈该 chapter 1 verse 5。
哈该书第一章第五节 ，AJ， 我是 Please read 第一章第五节。
Chapter 1 verse 5。
Now therefore thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your way.
Consider your way, says the Lord. 要省察自己的行为，这是主说的哦。
The Lord tells us to consider our ways.
Please read verse 7。Yeah, AJ.Once again, 再一次的天上的神叫我们要省察自己的行为。
Again, our God in heaven tells us to consider our ways.
那个经文呢，如果重复出现代表那是重要的一个经文。
And when a verse repeats itself, we know that this verse is very important.
何况这里主耶稣这里我们的天上的神重复提醒我们两次哦。
Our God in heaven repeatedly reminds us, This verse.
我们中国人说呢，要一天三省吾身，就是你一天呢要反省自己的生命三次。
The Chinese said that we need to examine our lives every day three times a day.
西洋人也讲一句话说 ，A life without examination is not worthy of living. 一个没有检验过的生命是不值得继续活下去的生命。
People in the West said that a life without examination is not worth living.
所以我们在年末我们的 SSC 我们都来检查一下。
Therefore, at the end of the year in this SSC, let's all examine ourselves.
你要怎么省察呢
？So how do we examine ourselves?
你有没有觉得你今年的恩典比去年的恩典更多
？Do you feel that the blessing you have received this year is more than that of last year?
你今年的见证比去年的以前的见证更多。
The testimony you received this year, is it more than what you received last year?
你今年过得顺利吗？
Is your life smooth?
那个神这里啊，借着先知跟当时的以色列人那样讲啊。
Through the prophets in the Old Testament, God told Israelites.
他说：“为什么你们撒种撒那么多种子，收的却那么少呢
？”Why do you sow but reap so little？
为什么你们吃但是却吃不饱呢
？Why do you eat yet you're not filled？
为什么你们喝但是喝不足呢
？Why do you drink and yet you're thirsty？
为什么你们穿衣服但是却穿不暖和呢
？Why do you wear clothing but yet you still feel cold？
为什么你把钱放在银行里面，那银行会倒闭呢？
Why is it that you put money in a bank and that bank went bankrupt?
这里是说为什么把工钱放在钱囊里面，那个口袋会漏洞，有漏洞呢？
This verse tells us that why do you put wages into a bag with holes?
第九节他这样讲啊。
Verse 9 tells us.
你们盼望多得啊，所得的却少。
You look for much, but indeed it came to little.
你们收到家里面去啊，神就要吹口气啊，把你们所收的啊，把它吹走了。
When you brought it home, God blew it away.
这是为什么呢
？Why？
神跟当时的人讲说，因为你们都住很漂亮的房子啊，但是呢，这个住有天花板的房子啊，但是神的殿却是荒凉的。
God told the people at that time, it's because you live in a nice house, but my house is in ruins.
所以神要叫他们要反省他们的生活。
Therefore, God wanted them to examine their lives.
今天我们也要想一想自己的信仰程度在一个什么样的地步。
Today, we also have to consider our faith to see where we stand.
我们来看诗篇的119篇59节。
Please turn to Psalm 119, verse 59.
诗篇119篇的59节。
Psalm 119, verse 59.
119篇59节。
119, 59.
五十九节
59.
Rebecca Chung 一百一十九篇五十九节
Chapter 119 verse 59
当 consider 之后呢，当你思想，当我们思想我们所行的道之后呢，那么想一想之后呢，就要转步归向神的法度。
After we consider our ways, we have to turn our feet to God's testimony.
我们中文说你思而不你思想啊，思而不学则罔，学而不思则亏吗？我们中文说，总之呢，我们思想之后要有行为去改正我们的思想。
The Chinese said that after we consider our ways, we have to change our ways.
所以走错了要回头了，是不是？
If we travel down the wrong path, we have to turn around.
有一个弟兄他这样见证啊。
There's a brother that made a testimony.
有一次他们开车啊，从加州开啊，他们一家人啊，开到这个东部来。
His family drove to from the west coast to the east coast.
他大概开了十几个小时了，很累，叫他太太接手来开啊。
After driving for more than 10 hours, he felt very tired, so he asked his wife to take over.
太太说：“路在哪里？我怎么开？”
His wife said that, where's the road? How can I drive?
先生说你就跟着前面的车子开就好了啦。
The husband said, just follow the cars ahead of you.
那他就睡着了。
And then the husband went to sleep.
怎么在睡梦当中被那个车咚咚咚咚这样子那个醒过来了。
And during, he was woke up by the cars.
然后太太把他开到一个 country road, 那个一个乡间的小路去了。
There was a lot of bumps and he found out that his wife drove to a country road.
太太，你怎么开到这里来
？So he asked his wife, "Why did you drive here?"
他跟他先讲，你不是跟我讲 follow 前面的车子就可以了吗
？And she said, "Didn't you tell me to follow the cars in front of me?"
那我就 follow 到这里来了。
So I followed the cars in front of me, and here I am.
我们走错路了还可以回头的。
But if we travel down the wrong path, we can still turn back.
但是呢，我们真的要 exam 真的要想一想，我们有没有需要回头。
But we need to examine ourselves and see whether we need to turn back.
你每次如果考试考不好，拿一个 F 啊。
If every time you get an F on your test.
Oh, by the way, 如果你经历了 F stands for fine, okay?
So F stands for fun.
如果你经历了
if you try your best and
still. 如果你没有经历，你要检讨一下，那就不是 fine 咯。
For fine, but if you didn't try your best and still get an F, then you have to examine yourselves.
你是不是上课之前没有预习呢？
Did you study before class starts?
你上课的时候有没有认真听呢
？Did you pay attention during class?
你回家有没有做功课呢
When you return home, did you do homework?
你要想一想到底哪一个步骤、哪一个地方你没有做好。
You have to examine your ways and see which step you have missed.
我们有时候啊，我们大人啊，有时候车子开到一半了、啊，你要去检查一下。有时候你这个怎么突然间弯到车子开始出声音了、
啊、？For those, sometimes, when you're before you drive, you have to examine your cars.
因为你听到有个声音呢、啊。
Because you hear a noise.
你不去检查，那这个车子就越来越糟糕了。
But if you don't check it out, then this car will become worse.
我在你们这个年纪的时候都不用检查身体、哦、
When I'm your age, I don't need to do a physical.
现在要检查身体。
But now I have to check my body.
那个，因为常常很多状况。
Because there's many problems.
有状况了，不是很多了，有状况了。
There are some problems I have to take care of.
那有状况你不检查，那就越来越糟糕喽。
But if I don't take care of these problems, and they will grow worse.
所以我们同样的，我们信仰也要检查。
Likewise, we need to consider our faith.
你知道信仰有个 pattern 哦，有个 pattern.
Do you know that there's a pattern to our faith?
那个有一个 pattern 中不知道怎么讲呢、啊？有个模型啊，如果你那个时间哦，是那个纵坐标是信仰的高低哦，横坐标是时间啊哦。
If the vertical axis represents the height of your faith and the horizontal axis represents time.
啊，你们想想看，亚伯拉罕的信仰 pattern 是什么？
Then consider
信心的 pattern 是什么？
Abraham's the pattern of Abraham's faith. What do you think it looks like?
来坐坐看，哎，画画看，来 ，Abraham， 哎，怎么画？哎，对对对啊，你怎么知道？啊？哎呀，哈，所以亚伯拉罕的信仰有时候高，也有时候低啊、哦，哈。
Sometimes Abraham's faith reached a pinnacle and then fell to a valley.
所以他真的是这样的一个情形了、啊，真的是有时候高，有时候低。
So you see, there's a up and down, up and down.
可是如果你把它画一个平均曲线呢
？But if you do an average,
它是持续往上走的啦，哦。
You'll see this line goes upward.
啊，我请问一下，那个罗那个犹大呢？犹大，犹大的 pattern 是什么样的 pattern？
What do you think Judah's pattern was?
来，谁画一下
？Anyone want to draw?
应该是这样。应该就是他刚开始跟随主耶稣，信仰信心应该是不错的，对不对？
啊、
越来就越低喽，啊，低到地狱去了，对不对
？When he started following Jesus, his faith was at a pinnacle, but then it slided downward all the way to hell.
那我们画一下那个四世纪他们的信仰情形是什么样的情形
？What about the faith of the people in the time of Judges？
或者是老底家教会
？Or the members in Laodicea？
啊，老底家都是永远考59分的啦。永远都是考59分的，对。
Laodicea Church always score 59 on their faith.
如果是100分哦， 100分他永远考，就是不冷也不热，要当你，你又到59，不当你啊，怎么老是59呢？
If 100 is a perfect score, they always score 59, and they are neither cold or hot.
所以他就是在那个哈、哦、纵坐标，如果是60，就在那个地方一直这样跑，就是应该是 constant 吗？还是有一点点启动，就是。没有什么进步了，也没有什么退步了，就是永远都是不冷不热的啦。
They always stay around that range. They neither improve or slide back.
来，现在画你自己的，来，画你自己的。
Now draw your own pattern.
来，你现在几岁了
？How old are you?
18岁，来。
If you're 18.
你受洗的时候信仰最好，对不对 ？Baby 的时候信仰最好。
When you were first baptized when you were a baby, your faith is the.
来，开始画，来，怎么画？每次参加 SSC 都要进步一点才对哦。
So every time you attend SSC, your faith should improve.
每一年都要进步一点才对啊。
You should improve a little every year.
那我们就用亚伯拉罕的 pattern 来学习。亚伯拉罕他的 turning point， 他那个什么时候他信仰是往下面走的
？When did Abraham's faith start to slide back？
啊，什么时候他的信仰是往上爬的
？But when did his faith climb up？
我们就可以啊来得到学习哈。
So let's learn from him。
啊，第一个我们觉得亚伯拉罕他信仰退步啊，就是因为啊他为了生活啊下埃及啊啊他的信仰就退步了。
And we think that whenever Abraham's faith grew worse, it's because of the problem of livelihood. Because
我们看
he went down to Egypt。
我们看创世纪的12:10。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 12, verse 10.
创世纪十二章第十节。
Genesis chapter 12 verse 10.
十二章第十节。
Chapter 12 verse 10.
十二章第十节。
12 verse 10.
Christina?你知道埃及啊是在应许之地外面的。
Do you know that Egypt was not part of the promised land?
你知道神给亚伯兰一个应许的地哦。
The land that God promised Abraham.
啊，最南端就是到埃及小河，就是它是在那个 Negev 哦，那个南地的下面一点点，在埃及的北边有一条叫埃及小河。
The southernmost part of the land that God promised Abraham.Stop at the river of Egypt.
那如果你活在应许之地啊，亚伯兰活在应许之地啊，都有神的祝福的。
So if Abraham were to stay in the promised land, that God will bless him.
今天应许之地是哪里
？Today, where is this promised land?
Anybody know? Yes. Thank you. Church. 今天神把这一块，这个教会就是神应许给我们的地方。
Today, church is the place that God promised.
诫命就是那一条界限。
Commandments are this border.
啊，如果我们走出了界限呢、啊，啊，那么啊，我们信心就软弱了。
If we step outside the boundary, then our faith will decline.
有时候我们为生活很忙啊，啊，所以我们有时候就不得不啊，啊，就下埃及去了。
Sometimes because our life is so busy, we had no choice but to go down to Egypt.
有的人哦，真的找不到工作，怎么最后找到哪里去工作了呢？
Some people really cannot find a job. In the end, where do they end up?
找到赌城去了。
They end up working for casinos.
那这个赌城哦，我在想，你天天在那边做，应该不晓得容不容易保持信仰哦。
I was thinking if you were to work in that place, is it hard to keep your faith?
我们有的大学生哦，为了要赚打工赚钱。
There's a college student who wanted to make some money.
那、啊、结果呢？他去找工作，找一找，找到哪去了？找到 bar 去了，去调酒去了。
So he was looking for a job. In the end, he found a job at a bar.
当然，这个不是说犯罪了，但是一直在这个场所工作，信仰会不会这样子软弱呢？可以再想一想哦。
Of course, this is not a sin, but if you work in that environment for a long period of time, would not your faith be affected?
在有些环境里面呢、啊，是比较难保持住信仰的。
It's harder to keep your faith in certain environments.
啊，所以亚伯兰下埃及去，他差一点太太就丢掉了。
Therefore, when Abraham went down to Egypt, he almost lost his wife.
啊，他在那边也撒了半个的谎言。
And he told a lie.
就是我们生活忙哦，就有时候会疏忽灵修啦。
Sometimes because we're so busy, we forget to cultivate our spirituality.
那我们信仰就会退步。
Then our faith would start to decline.
那我们来想一想，你这一辈子当中呢，什么时候是你最忙的时候
？So think about what's the busiest time in your life?
啊 ？When is the busiest time in your life? 来 ，school time， 哎 ，high school time， what else？有没有这里有没有 college 的 college time？ 考 SAT 之前很忙，对不对哈？
Before you take the SAT, you're very busy, right?
如果大学你修的科系是一个很 demanding 的科系啊，也是很忙啊。
And if you study a very demanding major, then you'd be very busy too.
其实我觉得人生有一个。很忙的时刻就是你不小心哦，你在三十岁要去工作建立家庭哈、哦，那个不小心你比如说你是 engineer， 你不小心栽到那个 consulting firm 里面去，那也是很忙啊。
And I personally believe that before you're married and in your twenties, if you work for a consulting firm, then you'll be very busy.
小弟以前在社会上工作有一个机会是在 consulting firm， 有时候是在一个是在药厂。
When I was still working in the society, I had a job working as a consultant for a pharmaceutical company.
我就发觉到真的差很多、啊。
I really feel that there is a difference.
小弟以前在 Bay Area 担任过在那边做过圣工。
I did some participating in some holy work in the Bay Area.
我觉得 Bay Area 的弟兄姐妹真的很可怜呐、啊。
I really feel sorry for brothers and sisters in that area.
因为他们真的很辛苦哦，在上班。
Because they work so hard in their jobs.
那个晚上的聚会哈，大家呢这个聚会之前你绝对看不到人，然后呢祷告完了一起来，所有人都到了。
Before service starts, you won't see anyone in the chapel, but right after you pray, you will see the chapel packed.
大家时间都抓得很紧啊。
Because everyone is short on time.
因为那时候也是政治不明的时候，大家都很忙很忙。
And during that time, there was an economic
booming.
Booming 啊，那个时候。Economic boom, so everyone's very busy.
我觉得姐妹有一段时间也特别忙。
I feel that sisters will be very busy in this one period.
就是孩子在一岁到三岁的时候。
That's when their child are between the age of 0 to 3.
我觉得这个时候要在会堂里面好好听道理是一个奢侈的事情。
I believe that it's a luxury to be able to sit in the chapel quietly and listen to the sermon.
所以你发觉到人生有些阶段我们的信心真的会比较没有时间如果没有注意，如果没有很强的 discipline。很大的 discipline， 我们一下子就心就掉到爱情里面去了。
Therefore, I believe that if we don't have discipline, then it's very easy for us to lose our faith.
这是我们可以想一想，我们什么事情，因为我们饥荒呢，生活的需要，以至于我们忽略了信仰呢？
What things are like famine that causes to neglect our
第二个，我们信仰有时候会退步，是因为长期看不到神应许的成全。
Second reason our faith might decrease is we do not see the fulfillment of God's promise.
我们看创世纪十六章的第二节、第三节。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 16.
Sean, would you please read? 创世纪十六章二到三节。
Genesis 16 to verse 2 to 3.
十六章二到三节。
Chapter 16, verse 2 and
3.
这个神一进到刚亚伯拉罕一进到迦南地就应许亚伯拉罕一个孩子。
God promised Abraham a son as soon as Abraham landed in the land.
可是十年经过了，这个撒拉的生育年纪也经过了。
But after Abraham his wife passed the age of childbearing.
都找不到孩子啊，都没有孩子啊。
They still do not have any kids.
信心一软弱就放弃了神的应许啊。就用自己的方法。
When their faith became weak, they tried to use their own methods.
真的有时候我们长期看不到神的恩惠我们会觉得哇，这个神到底是可以信的吗？
It's true that sometimes when we don't see the grace of God for a prolonged period of time, we might wonder, is this God even real?
为什么老是别人家有见证呢？为什么老是别人家中 lottery， 我们家都不中 lottery 呢？
Why is it that other people have testimony and they even won lottery, but we don't have anything?
为什么我总是没有，他们都有？
How come I don't have anything? They have everything.
有一个弟兄他中风了。
There was a brother who had a stroke.
他第一年很有信心，他觉得一定会好。可是他已经八十多岁了。
He was more than 80 years old. The first year this happened, he was full of faith. He believed that he will get well.
第二年他也觉得自己不会好了啦。
But second year, he felt that there's no way that he can recover.
所以我们会去到去看他的时候呢。他讲的话都是比较消极的，都是比较没有盼望。
And so when we went to visit him, we realized that his words are very passive.
也不能怪了有时候就是他这个时候还暂时看不到神的恩典呢。
And it's because he can't see the grace of God during that time.
我们在教会里面有的人一直等要嫁教会的人，要嫁人呢。
In church, some of the people are waiting for a very long time to marry someone in church.
但是等，怎么老是婚介都不找，或者是怎么老是试都试不成功呢？
They continue to wait, and they wonder how come the marriage coordinators don't come to find me, or how come this never happens.
为什么人家今年不是很多婚礼吗？怎么还没有轮到我的婚礼呢？
There were many weddings this year, and they wonder how come it's not.It's not my turn yet.
一年等两年等等到最后变剩男剩女了。
So they waited for a year to, in the end, they still don't have anyone.
剩男剩女是新的名词那个剩是剩下的剩。
They're like leftovers.
这个时候呢，大家有时候会失落信心呢。
Sometimes during this period of time, you might lose your faith.
因为长期看不到神恩惠的道临。
Because they haven't seen the grace of Lord for a very long time.
其实我们看亚伯拉罕的故事哈。
But if you look at the story of Abraham,
神的应许啊，如果你真的抓得住啊，你一定不会 shame 的哈。仰望神的人，神不会让他羞愧。
If you are able to take hold of God's promise, you will never be put to shame.
所以即使没有办法生了，到一百岁了，神都让他生孩子啊。
Even when she's past the age of childbearing, when she was 100 years old, she still gave birth to a child.
什么时候亚伯拉罕的信心又往下跌呢？
When did Abraham's faith become weak?
我们看创世纪的二十章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 20.
二十章的第二节。
Chapter 20, verse 2.
二十二章第二节，第一节、第二节。
Chapter 20, verses 1 and 2.
二十章第一节、第二节。
Chapter 20, verse 1 and 2.
来，玲珑，玲珑姐妹在哪里？来，请读。二十章第一节、第二节。
Chapter 20, verse 1 and 2.
第二节。哇，亚伯拉罕的太太又被抓走了。
Again, Abraham's wife was captured.
感谢主啊，神保守她。
But then God protected her.
那为什么亚伯拉罕的太太这次又被抓走了呢？
Why was she captured this time?
你仔细看哦，她住在哪里？她住在加底斯跟舒尔的中间。
If you read carefully, you'll see that she lived between the land of Kadesh and Shur.
那这是什么？这是就是在那个埃及小河，一个北边，一个南边，它就是在那个应许的边界哦。Live at the edge of the commandment 哦 ，at the edge of promise， 在那个应许的边界来来回回跑了。
And that piece of land was by the border of God's promised land, so she was living on the border.
那这从我们现在来看，就是说我们信徒哦，礼拜六就做信徒啦，礼拜天就去酒吧了，是这样的信徒，就是在神的应许之地哦，这样子来来去去走，人家看得见的时候，我们就做基督徒啊；看不见的时候，我就偶尔这个换一下错这样子啊。
In today's term, it's like some members who come to church on Saturday, but when he's not in church, he goes to bar and he's traveling back and forth between God's promised land and
如果我们一直活在神诫命的边缘呢，玩神诫命的边缘呢，我们信心真的会软弱的。
If we continue to live on the border of God's commandment, our faith will become weak.
你知道那个罪啊，有时候会让我们良心啊，这个麻痹了。
Do you know that sin sometimes will desensitize our faith?
所以你去吧一次，去那个酒吧一次，去酒吧两次，你到最后对酒吧是一个不好的地方，已经没有感觉了。
If you go to bars once, twice, and then very often, in the very end, you'll think that bar is not such a bad place.
这个罪啊，到时候我们也会让我们把它理性化，觉得啊，我是人，所以我一定会犯罪啊，所以就找一些借口让我们继续犯罪下去，因为我们一直活在这个边缘当中。
If you continue to live on the edge, sometimes you will rationalize sin, and you will think that it's not that bad to sin because you're weak.
那个罪把我们的心都踏硬了，我们到时候对神的话都没有感觉了。
Sin will harden our hearts. In the end, we feel nothing for God's word.
所以小罪啊，就像一点一滴的，像那个蚕啊 ，silkworm 这样子哦，吃那个树叶，一点一滴的就把我们那个灵性把我们吃掉了。
Sin is just like a silkworm who nibbles on leaves, and in the end, it will eat our faith away.
我们中文说蚕食鲸吞啊，那个蚕在吃东西，好像鲸鱼一口那么大。就是你不要看小罪，小罪一点点吃一点点，但是到最后它的结果就是好像鲸鱼这样子。
Chinese said that a silkworm has an appetite of a whale, so don't think that silkworm eats very little. It just nibbles on leaves, but in the end, he will eat you.
所以我们不要常常觉得说，哎呀，我可以控制自己哦，小罪没有关系。
So do not think that you can control yourself. It's okay to sin just a little.
那这是亚伯拉罕他信心这个往下滑的一个原因呢。
So this is one of the reasons that Abraham's faith grew weak.
请问你，我们的信心是不是往下滑呢？
Let me ask you a question. Are your faith growing weak?
那亚伯拉罕他的信心怎么成长呢？
But But how did Abraham's faith grow?
我们来从他这个成长来学习哦。
Let's learn from the growth of his faith.
我们看创世纪的十二章十八节。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 12 verse 18.
十二章十八节。
Chapter 12 verse 18.
十二章十八节到二十节。
Chapter 12 verse 18 to 20.
十二章十八节到二十节。
Chapter 12, verse 18 to 20.
Ted, would you please read?神让法老啊把亚伯拉罕赶出了埃及地啊。
God allowed Pharaoh to cast Abraham out of the land of Egypt.
所以有时候我们信心一软弱的时候呢，如果神要让你回头啊，他会 chastise you， 他会让你遇到困难，让你遇到 embarrassment， 你这个时候是被人家驱逐出境的。
When your faith is in the state of weakness, sometimes God will allow other people to chastise you.
比如说有一天你住美国，美国政府把你遣送回去了。
For example, if you live in America and the government will deport you.
这个是一个相当对他们来讲一个是一个很大的事情哦。
To them, this is a major event.
今天哦，我们神有时候 chastise us， 神那个打我们一下哦。反而是让我们信心回头的时候了。
Today, when God chastises us, sometimes this is an opportunity for us to return to Him.
所以希伯来书的作者跟我们讲说呢，神所爱的他必管教。
That's why the author of the book of Hebrews says that God will chastise those whom He loves.
而是我们生活当中要常常注意神啊管教我们那些 sign 哦。
So in our lives, we have to pay attention to the signs of chastisement.
有个姐妹啊，一段时间她很想离婚啊，而且这个老公很没有用。
A sister in church for a period of time, she really wanted to divorce because she felt that her husband
正在想那个问题，真的要 file 那个 paper 的时候
is of no use. So when she was thinking about this problem, when she was about to file a divorce,
一个月连续拿三张 ticket 了
she got
平常都不拿，就是那个月要 file 的时候，连续拿三张 ticket 了
She got three tickets in 1 month consecutively, and she never got tickets before.
真的吓一跳哦。
So she was shocked.
有时候我们呢、真的神会提醒，用很多事情来提醒我们。
Sometimes God will use many things to remind us.
有时候啊，当我们不醒过来的时候，神有时候会下猛药哦，没有办法醒的时候。
But when we refuse to wake up and turn around, God will use a heavier measure.
有一个教会啊，那里有一个现象。
There is a phenomenon occur in a church.
就是很多人在高中毕业之后，他们都往外发展了，没有在教会里面了。
And after they graduate from high school, they go elsewhere to look for to grow.
那神爱这些人哦。
And they didn't stay in their local church, but God loved these people.
所以神管教他们呢。
So God chastised them.
有一次我到这个教会，看到一个弟兄带一个铁架子。戴个 halo.
When I was visiting this church, I saw a brother wearing a halo.
然后他那个钉子啊，看那个钉子从那个 halo 啊，你看那个钉子哦，就锁进他的骨头里面去。
And so that on both sides of the halo, there were screws drilling into his head.
因为他得那个病啊，就是脊椎断掉了，像以前演 Superman 那个人呐、从马掉下来那个病一样的。那个已经是半身不遂，我们这个弟兄还没有半身不遂了。
Because this brother has spine injury, just like the actor of Superman, but this brother was not paralyzed.
问他怎么回事
？So I asked him what happened.
他就谈到说他的信仰过程。
So he described to me the journey of his faith.
后来他也在教会见证。
And he also made testimony in church.
很多人都哭啊。
Many people shed tears.
为什么很多人哭
？Why?
很多人跟他走的路都是一样的。
Because many people travel the same path.
神真的很爱我们呢、
But God really loves us.
有时候我们真的走迷了路。
When we went astray.
就好像亚伯拉罕走迷了路。
Just like when Abraham went astray.
让他有一个 embarrassment， 让他被人家赶出去。
He encountered embarrassment. He was deported.
所以如果你生命当中有一些困难哦，我们也是要感谢，也许这是我们寻找信仰进步的一个转机哦。
So if there's any hardships in your life, then maybe perhaps These are turning points of your faith.
亚伯拉罕的生命当中什么时候他进步呢？
When did Abraham's faith improve?
就是当他做好事情的时候，神跟他显现又增加他信心的时候。
It was when he did good things and God appeared to him and increased his faith.
神啊，跟亚伯拉罕一辈子啊，显现七次啊。
God appeared to Abraham 7 times throughout his
life. 第一次啊，就是每一次都是啊啊，他比如说他到乌尔去了，不，他出了乌尔到迦南地去了，神就马上跟他显现了。
For example, when he left the land of Ur into the and go to the land of Egypt, the promised land, then God appeared to him.
他不跟他的那个侄子罗德相争，神又跟他显现了。
He didn't fight with his nephew a lot, so God appeared to him.
你可以想象看，如果神真的跟你显现，跟你说话，难道你信心不会增加吗？一定会的。
So can you imagine if God were to appear to you today and talk to you, would your faith not improve?
所以今天呢，我们要常常做一些好的事情，神来鼓励我们，我们信心就会增加了。
So today we have to do many good deeds, and God will appear to us, and our faith will improve.
那什么叫做好的？比如说你来参加 SSC 哦，你每年不要忘记了来参加 SSC。
What are good things? For example, you come to SSC every year, so do not forget to come to SSC.
我以前不晓得有没有跟你们讲过一个故事啊。
I don't know if I told you this story already.
有一个 high school 的学生啊，他不敢来参加 SSC 啊。
There was a high school student, he was afraid to come to SSC.
为什么呢？
How come?
因为他觉得自己的生活太不好了。
Because he felt that his lifestyle was very corrupt.
他做错很多的事情啊。
He's done many wrong things.
可是神真的很爱他哦，后来他强迫自己来哦。
But God truly loves him, so in the end, he forced himself to attend.
他在前面祷告。
When he was kneeling in front to pray.
突然之间看到一只脚在他前面，好大的一只脚，金脚啊。
Suddenly he saw a pair of golden feet in front of him.
往上看，哇，不得了，主耶稣在他前面，但是看不到上面那个太高大了，看不到上面了。
And he thought to himself, oh, this is Lord Jesus appearing before me, but Lord Jesus was so big and tall, and he couldn't see his face.
他觉得自己很不配，这么样的罪恶，为什么主耶稣还显异象给他看呢？
He feels so unworthy, he's such a sinner, but yet Jesus appeared to him.
他后来从 SSC 回去之后，在教会里面大发热心，每次那个祷告之后，找一些 J1 J2 的学生啊，一起在那边祷告啊。
After he returned to his local church from SSC, his faith grew fervent, and he would invite J1 and J2 students to in theprayin the chapel.
所以也在这边鼓励我们的同龄啊，有机会参加一些教会所举办的活动。
So today, I would like to take this opportunity to encourage all the brothers and sisters to attend church activities.
我们也可以参加 NATS 哈。
We can also attend NATS.
NATS 60岁以上不用考试。
And if you're over the age of 65, you don't have to take any exams.
60不用65。
Oh, 60. You don't have to take any.
如果你有心脏病、高血压，也可以谈一谈呢。这个都可以发表。
If you have high blood pressure or high cholesterol, then we can also talk.
因为来参加这种大会哦，你就有机会，心就被神感动，你就有机会进步啊。
Because when you attend this kind of event, you have an opportunity for God to work in your heart, and you can improve.
那亚伯拉罕什么时候他信心进步呢？
When did Abraham's faith improve?
我们来看20章的第7节。
Let's turn to chapter 20, verse 7.
20章第7节。
Chapter 20, verse 7.
创世纪20章第7节。
Genesis chapter 20, verse 7.
二十章第七节
Chapter 20 verse 7
Debbie, would you please read? 这个神让亚伯拉罕帮抢他太太的这个亚比米勒来祷告
God told Abraham to pray for Abimelech who took his wife.
Debbie, continue reading verse 17, chapter 20 verse 17, 二十章的十七节、十八节。18. 那个因为亚伯拉罕哦，神把那个亚比米勒家里的人都让他们不能生孩子啊。
Because of Abraham, God has closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech.
后来亚伯拉罕就帮这个事情啊，这个人来祷告，这些就是为亚比米勒来祷告。
Later, Abraham prayed for Abimelech.
哎，真的 work 哎。
And it worked.
所以你信心要进步哦，你要记得常常要服侍神，常常要服侍人，常常要替人祷告。
Therefore, if you want to improve your faith, you have to remember to serve other people, do God's work, and pray for
people. 我们有很多弟兄姐妹没得到圣灵哦。
Many among us do not have the Holy Spirit.
你想想看，如果你帮他祷告
，Think about this. If you pray for them,
哎，真的听到他讲灵言了
，And you hear them speaking in tongues.
哇，你一定是 会觉得很替他高兴，那自己的信仰也会进步啊。
You will feel very joyful for them, and your faith will also improve.
你也注意到神也听你的祷告啊。
And you also notice that God listens to your prayer.
啊，这个信仰就会一直这样进步了哦。
Then in this matter, your faith will continue.
所以一个服事的人，一个有爱心的人呢，那信仰会常常进步的。
A person who continues to serve, who has love, his faith will improve.
哦，所以我们真的要学习亚伯拉罕他那种pick up 那种 pattern 哦 ，pick up 的那几点，我们要常常服事，为人祷告，常常参加教会的大会，做好事情。
Let's learn from Abraham. Serve often, love other people, pray for them, and attend church functions.
啊，而且能够，能够在神呐、提醒我们的时候呢，要懂得回头了。
And when God reminds us to return, let's take His warning.
我们来看。启示录第二章第四节。
Please turn to Revelation chapter 2 verse 4.
启示录二章四节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 4.
请问您现在的信仰情况是什么样子的呢？
What's the state of your faith?
第二章第四节第五节。
Chapter 2 verse 4 and 5.
Stephen, 是不是 Stephen?Stephen, please read. 第五节。你若不悔改，这边神跟以弗所教会讲说呢，你要回想从哪里堕落的啦。
God asks the church of Ephesus to remember where they have fallen.
要悔改哦。
And repent.
所以我们要回想哦。
So we need to recall.
Brethren, 我不能帮你回想啊，你也不能没有办法帮我回想啊。
I cannot help you to remember, and you cannot help me to remember.
我们每个人都要自己回想啊。
Each of us has to do this ourselves.
到底我有什么地方要再改进的
？What do I need to improve on?
我们在祷告当中要想一想，求主耶稣来让我们知道。
We need to think about this in our prayer and ask Lord Jesus to reveal it to us.
然后要做个改进哦。
And improve.
那怎么样能够信心可以更成长呢
？So how can we cause our faith to grow even more?
除了回想之外，我也想再提供两点哦。
In addition to remember our situation, I'd like to offer you two more points.
我们来看传道书的第四章第九节。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter
2.
Chapter 4, verse 9.
传道书第四章第九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9.
四章九节。
Chapter 4 verse 9.
Justin D. 传道书四章九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9.
10. Faith 哦 ，pattern 要一直往上走，你一定要有一个信仰的同伴。
The pattern of our faith has to go upward. We need to have a spiritual companion.
你可以像但以理啊、你可以像以利亚一样的刚强，但是他也有求死的时候，因为他是独自一个人。
We can be as strong as Elijah, but there was a time where he asked for death because he was by himself.
那但以理有三个朋友呢，他们可以彼此扶持。
But Daniel had three friends, and they can help one another.
这里是一个 golden opportunity for you to make friends, right? 这里是最好交朋友的地方。
This is the best place for you to make friends.
你一定要找到一些朋友，回家可以彼此鼓励的。
You should find some friends so that so when you go home, you have someone to encourage.
来到教会不要没有朋友。
So when you shouldn't be alone in church.
有一次我到一个很大很大的教会去。
There was a
信徒两百多个。
Once I went to a very big church who has more than 200
members. 一个同龄来跟我讲。
A member told me.
他走过来跟我讲哦。
He came over and he told me.
传道，我在教会没有朋友。
He said I don't have any friends in church.
他讲完之后，眼泪掉下来了。
And after he said that, tears fall off his eyes.
他说哇，怎么这样？ 办呢？怎么办呢
？So I asked myself, what should I do?
我就注意到教会越大哦，很多人越孤单。
I noticed that the bigger a church, the more members will get.
所以您一定要找一个朋友。
So you have to find friends.
啊，跟你一起扶持的，这样你信仰比较可以进步哦。
A friend that can lift you up, and in this way, your faith may grow.
怎么样信仰可以更进步呢？最后我再提供一点哦。
The last point I'd like to share with you of that.
希伯来书第十章。
Help you to improve your faith is in Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
第二十四节。
Verse 24.
第二十四节，二十五节。
Verse 24 and 25.
希伯来书十章二十四节、二十五节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25.
Lisa, would you please read?
And let us consider how we may serve
one
another on four love and good deeds. If I was not given up to meet together,
as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as we see the day approaching.
But stir up love and good work in one another.
来，你们平常在地方教会安息日有去聚会的，请举手。
If you attend Sabbath service in your local church, please raise your hands.
来，请举手，我看一下。
Please raise your hand.
Okay. 礼拜晚上有去聚会的，请举手。
If you attend Friday night service, please raise your hands.
Okay. 好像没有几个嘞，请再举手一下。
Can you raise them higher?
很少人呢。
来，
那个一个礼拜有参加一次家庭聚会，礼拜一到礼拜四有参加一次家庭聚会，请举手。
If you attend family service at least once a week, please raise your hands.
更少了，对不对啊？怎么办呢
？So what should we do?
没有聚会哦，信仰很容易退步哦。
If you don't attend service, it's very easy for your faith to fall.
So try your best 哈，至少一个礼拜。To me 哈 ，this is minimum maintenance for your faith. Minimum 哦。最少的维持信仰最少的就是说因为我们自己比较软弱嘛，你一定要有朋友对不对，一个礼拜哦，你要三天的聚会。
Personally, I believe that the minimum that you have to, the minimum number of times you have to go to service is three.
就是礼拜五，除了礼拜五、礼拜六之外，你要再找一天呢，跟弟兄姐妹呢 ，Skype 也好 ，MSN 也好 ，QQ 也可以。就是你一定要聚会。
In addition to Saturday service, Friday night service, you have to find another day in a week to communicate with your brothers and sisters, either through Skype, MSN, or.
你怎么知道这个教会的信心有没有在进步 ？Overall, 这个教会的信心有没有进步？你怎么知道
？So how do you know if this church has grown overall?
Yes. 啊 ？More believers. 越多人出席啊，对不对啊？
More number of believers.
How do you know? 天天聚会。
哦。
对 ，to them 啊，他这个 Andrew 说那，在使徒时代他们是天天聚会了。
Andrew said that in apostolic time, members have service every day.
其实他这句话是有道理的、哦。一个教会，你怎么知道这个教会信心有没有在进步呢
？So how do you know a church is growing?
因为信心很难去衡量嘛，你怎么知道呢
？It's very hard to measure faith. So how do you know?
如果这个教会很多人哦，有很有信心哦，他礼拜六一定会来聚会的啦。
So if this faith is full of faith, then many people will come to church on Saturday.
这是个指标啦，这个是教会有没有进步的一个指标，聚会人数有没有增加。
This is only one of the indicators to see whether the church has faith.
啊，第二个指标呢，就是奉献金额了。
A second indicator is the amount of offering.
因为钱在哪里，心就在哪里啦。
Because where your money is, there your heart is.
你不会说我信仰很好，但是教会都是次次。
But you can't say that my faith is very strong, but the church has no money.
所以我们小朋友，你怎么 measure 你的信仰不好？就是你奉献甘不甘心呢、啊？ So、你甘不甘心
？Brothers and sisters, how do you measure your faith? You can tell by how willing you are to make offering.
你真的有真心到一个程度属神的，我不敢留在我自己口袋里面呢、啊，对不对
？If your faith reaches a certain level, and then you will feel that this money belongs to God, I cannot put it in my pocket.
啊，即使信仰有没有好不好，只有神知道，人都是不知道。这只是一个参考值而已哦 reference 而已啦。
Only God knows how how well your faith is.
自己也可以知道一点点的啦，别人是不知道的啦。
Well, these are just reference for your, for you to know. But you should know how your faith.
所以求主耶稣啊，能够让我们在岁末的时候呢，再一次的检讨一下。
So,
包括我自己哦。
Let's ask Lord Jesus to help us examine our faith in the year end.
盼望我们明年比今年更好。
I hope that next year we will be better than this year.
我们来唱诗346首。
Please sing hymn 346.
小弟来东部啊，觉得跟西部有个很大的不一样。
After I come to the East Coast, I realize there's one major difference between here and the West Coast.
就是我们这边的信徒啊，距离都比较远一点。
That we live very far apart.
所以要聚聚啊，聚会啊，是真的是很不简单。
So it's very hard for us to gather together in one place.
很感谢主啊，现在我们这个其实啊，科技很发达，要聚会变得很简单。
But thank God, because of technological advances, it's very easy for us to have service.
所以我们小朋友，你们一定要常常聚会哈，聚在一起啊，或者是我们教会的同龄啊，我们也鼓励。每一区呢，如果真的没有办法聚群的哈，可以有这种网络的聚会啦。
So, brothers and sisters, I really encourage you to come together, gather together and have service. If you can't do so in one place, you can have do it through the web.
我们一定要这个彼此聚群，要彼此激发爱心啊，彼此勉励行善，彼此相顾。
So we really have to come together very often, encourage one another to do good and to love one another.
你知道那个？我们聚在一起，我们都很高兴嘛。你看孩子聚在一起，他们都很高兴啊，因为见面就有三分情了。
When we see our each other's faces, we feel very joyful.
所以虽然不能够说面对面见面，也许我们可以在网络上见面呢。
We may not be able to gather in one place, but we may gather together through the web.
所以我想我们的 counselor, 我们的教会工作人员，我们想一想，怎么样来增加。这个每位信徒啊，一个礼拜至少聚会三次的这样的一个目标。
So counselors and church workers, I like to think about ways that we can encourage brothers and sisters to see each other's face at least three times a week. To have service at least three times a week.
如果没有说什么查经也没有关系啊，我们就是读圣经啊，祷告啊，很多已经开始做了，他们祷告就是让 Skype on 哦。然后就是在不同的家里自己祷告，那你 Skype 还听到对方祷告的声音呢？
We don't necessarily have to have service. We can just read the Bible and pray together. And some people have already begun to do so. They will leave their Skype on and then pray.
一起结束啊，每个礼拜都这样做。
So you can hear other people's prayer. So they do this every week.
这样子呢，我们的信仰就可以被保持，我们就可以一直进步哦。
And this way, we can maintain our faith and make it grow.
我们想一想。
So let's examine.
愿主耶稣悦纳我们的省察，我们的进步。
Our faith, and may Lord Jesus be pleased with our examination.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray one accord.